three times. They realize now they made a mistake. Is after three whips, we see he's almost fainted already. He's too weak. He cannot take no 39. He could only take maybe another two. That's all. Another three. Potter, we let him go right now. Rashi says, Chivon dinizbazim bebezdin. Since he was embarrassed in Bezdin, that has lach like Malkus, and he got received a little bit of Malkus. That's enough. See in the Gemara the Pesuka for this. What? What's going to be the opposite way? Amdu lekabel shmein asara. First, the doctor checked him out. He could take 18 whips. O mishaloka, after he took 18, amdu shiachlu lekabel aboyim. We see now, boy, this guy's a strong guy. 18 was nothing. He's still there going strong. Shino pata, we let him go. That's it. There's the made of psak of 18. That's it. He's nickel already. We let him go. Now the Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason that we say it's only 39 and not really 40? My timer. Iksev aboyim b'mispar. What is said aboyim b'mispar? Have amina aboyim b'minyona. True. It means really 40 whips. Hashtu dechsev. Now that it says b'mispar aboyim, account up to 40, that means minyan account shu seichem es aboyim, that comes up to 40, which means 39. That's what we dash. Even though the pasuk says clearly 40, the chomim dashing it means up until 40, just 39. All my rabbis says from this we see how great the chomim are, that the imamish tell us, explain to us how to learn the Torah. So rabbis said, kama tipshoi how foolish shaurinshi that people are, the kai me mak me sefer Torah. When they take out a sefer Torah, they stand up, they give cover to the sefer Torah. But v'loi kai me mak me gaba rabba. To a Talmud Chacham that learns the Torah, they do not stand up for him. And it's wrong. Yilu b'sefer Torah k'siv aboyim. With the Torah alone, we do not know what it means. The Torah itself says 40. But v'yosu rabbonim b'otzer chodo. The chom come and take away one. It doesn't mean like just to thank them because they're taking away one whip. It means to say we see how much we need them. That without the chomim, we do not know what the chumash means. We need the Torah shebaper to come to explain to us the Torah shebiktav. That's the chom, the way they dash in the Torah. So you should stand up for Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda Leimer, Aboyim Shleimus. No, 40, complete 40. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, that he says the 40th whip we give Bank Sefer. How does he know this? He said that he knows why 40. Okay, he holds 40, says Aboyim. He doesn't make this drasha of the Mispar Aboyim. But how do you know to give the 40th whip between his shoulders? You do not give the other whips that way. The other whips are in the front and on the two shoulders, not in between. How does he know the 40th one is in between? There's a pasuk in Tzchari that says, Moa Maka Seila Ben Yodecha. What are these whips doing between your hands, between your shoulders? The Yarman, he says, Asher Okesi Beis Ma'avai. The Mashma, the Bezdin gave it to me. In other words, he receives Malkus. Says, Mashma, there is the Malkus Ben Yodecha. Between your shoulders. Where is it between your shoulders? He learns it means the 40th whip. It's according to Chachamim, will hold, it's Lav Davka Ben Yodecha. It means he got whipped on his shoulders. Ben Yodecha means maybe both shoulders got whipped. If Yudah says no, it says Ben Yodecha means Mamish in between. Where is that? The 40th one. Rabbanim, what do they do? And the Rambam says, Rabbanim, Hahu b'tzilekeh shebeis rabbi lo d'sid nederet. And the Rambam says, no, like I said. The Rambam says, yeah. The Rabbanim, they have this part that's talking about a Rebbe whipped his Talmud. B'tzilekeh shebeis rabbi lo d'sid. That the Rebbe hit this Talmud, ben yodecho. When it says, beis me'avai, it doesn't mean in the Bezdin, but it means in the yeshiva. That the Rebbe, that's called beis me'avai, in the yeshiva, and the Rebbe whipped him. Where? Ben yodecho. So there's no proof to Hilchos Malkus. Now, ein oimdim ela b'makas uril ishtalish. Now, then the Mishnah says, let's say we made the wrong account. So, loka in. Mashma, only because they gave him some whips. Like, they thought he could take 39, and then after three whips, we see he can't take more than six, or whatever it is, we let him go. But mashma loka, only because he received some. But loy loka loy, if we did not receive any whipping, then no, we wait and give him a new amdul. Like, if we evaluated now first for 39, and then the doctor checks him out and says, no, we can only take 9. Mashma, you have to give him 9. Or a minute, I have a question. It says, Amdu l'kabal aboyim. First, we evaluated he could take a good 39 whips. V'chol of yamdu. Then they went over again. Shein yachol l'kabal aboyim. He cannot take no 39. So Potter, we say he's freed. Amdu l'kabal shemein asara. First, we thought he could take 18. V'chol of yamdu shi yachol l'kabal aboyim is Potter. Silukhur even without whipping him. Just the fact Bezdin made a mistake, so that alone is enough. So why now Mishka is at Mashmona? Because we gave him some whips, so we stopped there. But if we did not start to whip him, then we still have to give him the Malkus. And here in the price is Mashma, even without giving him Malkus, he's Potter. Square in says, Amro Sheshet Lakashia, Hodi Yamdua Liyamei, Hodi Yamdua Lamacho Liyamei Okra. One is where you made the two valuations today, the same day. Our Mishnah is talking about where they evaluated him in the morning, they checked him out in the morning, they thought he could take 39, and then in the afternoon they see, no, we can only take 18. So since it was done the same day, Rivom explains, it was a mistake. The first Amdu was a pure mistake. It's not possible that the guy changed over so fast in 2 hours from a weak person to a healthy person. It must have been when the doctor checked him out in the morning, he made a mistake. So such an Amdu means nothing. Where it's a complete mistake, that means nothing. That's Chanal Mishnah. So when is he Potter? Only if he actually gave him the Malkus. But if he did not give him Malkus at all, he'll be Potter. Because that's a complete mistake. If you make a mistake, then you have to go over again. In the morning, we thought he could take 39. 2 hours later, the doctor says, hey, you made a mistake. Your machine wasn't working. He could only take 18. So if we did not whip him at all yet, Pshita is Malkus is 18. We have to give it to him. The Bryce is Mashmino. The fact we evaluated him alone, that's enough. That's the case. That we checked them out today. And Bezin today saw he's a strong guy. He could take 39. But they're too busy today. They couldn't give them out this. They say, come back in 3 days from now. When he came back in 3 days, then they saw that he's talking a week. He could only take 18. So there we say it's true that his real Oymid was supposed to be 39. That's what he's supposed to take. Now he became weaker. So the pshat is, we cannot do anymore that first Oymid. But it meant something, that first Oymid. So since Bezin gave him an Oymid, and they cannot give him what they first planned, he had his potter. Why is he potter? Where is the Malkus? There was a Nikla already. The fact he went to Bezin, and Bezin had to evaluate him, had to see if he's strong enough, that alone is Nikla Lachicha. That alone embarrassed him. Just now, a case now, which is talking about, where it was a pure mistake. This, and 2 hours later, they checked him over. So there, the first checking means nothing. Pshita, you have to give him the second checking. Only if you gave him some Malkus already, then we can't change. If you gave him something, we have to stop there. Now the Mishnah says, Ovar Aveira Shiesh Po Shnei Lavin, that's the person did two lavs, deserves to get twice Malkus. So it's like this. Do Oymet Echad, if we see the guy's a strong guy, that he could take 42 whips. That's what he could take. He could take 42 straight. If so, like a potter, we'll give him 42, and that's it. He's free. He has more than 39, so that's for the second Malkus. V'yim lav, let's say he can only take 39 or less. He can't take more than 39. Then loika, we give him the Malkus as much as he can take. He can only take 21. We give him 21. Umis rapa, we have to wait till he heals up again, and then v'chayz of loika. Then you have to hit him a second time, 21, for the second lav. However, the second lav has to have its own Malkus. Just a chiddush. If he could take 42, that's enough. Even though he's only taking 3 whips for the second lav, but as long as he could take more than 39, he could be 8 to 2 and 1. For the Gemara of Atanya, we learned, Ein Oymdim Oymed Echad B'Shnei Lavim. No, we do not make one valuation for 2 lavs. You have to do it separate times. Amir Sheshes Lakasha. Hodi Yamdu Liyaboyim V'Chodo. Let's say they evaluated him, he could take 41 whips. Now 41, we do not give 41. Doesn't divide by 3. He has to only give him 39. If so, 39 is only for the first lav. Therefore, he does not get for the second. He gets it later. He's not included now. He has to have a second oymit. But hodiyam duli aboyim v'tati. That's what our Mishnah means. If we evaluated him right now, he's a real strong fellow. He could take 42. Then we look as if the first 39 is for the first lav, and the next 3 is for the second lav. He gets away with 42.
All right, a turnover.
Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Ketzad Malkin Oisei, how exactly do we give the person Malkus? is Koifa Shte Yodav, he has to tie up his two hands Al Omid, on the platform, on the Omid. Helach Zehelach, one arm on the right side, left arm on the left side of this platform, we tie up his hands. The Chazan HaKnesses, the superintendent there, Oiches Begodav, grabs hold of this person with his clothing, and you know, so he has to rip open his clothing, uncover his chest and the back. So he grabs hold of his clothing, his shirt, his jacket, and pulls it. And nikra nikra, he rips the rips. And nifrimu nifrimu. One means he rips it down the seam, and one means he just gives a clean rip. Whatever he does, he doesn't have to be careful. He doesn't have to say, let me unbutton your shirt, and I'll take it off slowly. That doesn't have to do. He has the right just to take it and go, whip, take it off. If it comes off through the buttons, very good. If the buttons come off also, so it's okay. He pulls it off. Now, Achu Megalis Libri does this until he uncovers his heart in the front and the shoulders in the back. Now there's a big stone there that the Chazan has to stand on because he has to be above this person. So in the back of the person, there's a stone there to elevate the Chazan. Now Chazan HaKnesses Oymed Olav. The superintendent here stands on top of this stone. Uritsua Biyada, he has a whip in his hand, Shel Egel, that the whips are made from calf skin. Kfula, doubled over, Echod Lishnayim, doubled over, folded over, one long one, folded over once into two, and then Lishnayim Liyarba, this two is folded into four. It's really every...
Eight strands.
Lishnayim Liyarba, no. This two comes into four strands. It's one long thing, you fold it over into two, and then you fold that a second fold into four. So every whip you give him really is four whips hitting him. Like each time you slap him with this whip that has four pieces to it. So like every one really is like four whips. So it could call like one though. Now, Ushtei Ritsuyas Shachamor, there's also two Ritsuyas, two straps there, made from a donkey's skin. Oilus Viredis Bo, that went up and down to keep them in place. That just was there to keep the other whips in place. Now, Yoda Tefach, the grip where he held on to this whip was a Tefach. V'rochba, how wide was each strip, was each a strap? Tefach. Each whip, well, each strap was a Tefach wide. It's pretty wide. It's 4 inches. Question 3 or 4 inches wide. Oh, that's next question. V'roishoi, now this Chazan stood on the back of him and he whipped him. And the whip went over his shoulders and went down in front of him. How long does it have to go? For Roshe Magas HaPikrisoi. That the tip of the end of the whip has to reach his belly button. That's where it should reach. HaPikrisoi. That's where it has to reach. So you're hitting it from the back, it has to go over his front, down to Pikrisoi. That's how long it has to be. So Gemara says, we'll soon see, it was an adjustable strap. Because if a person was taller, he had to make it longer. If a person was shorter, he had to make it shorter. So the strap was adjustable, it had clasps there, you could adjust it. Now, Umakeyuaisai, the Chazan used to hit him, Shlish Melefonov, one third of it was in the front of him, Ushte Yodais Melacharuf, two thirds were in the back of him, on his two shoulders. Viene Makoisai Layoime, the person is not standing direct, or standing erect when they hit him, for La Yoshu is not sitting, Elamuta, he's leaning over, and his two hands are tied down, and he's leaning over. Elamuta. Shneva, the pasuk says, the pilu hashoifet. The pilu mashmi throws him down a little bit, he's bent over. V'hamake make biyodachas. The one that actually strikes him, that uses only one hand to pull down the whip. You can be stronger that way. And b'kol koichai, with all this power, with all this might, if he holds up this whip, he has to go down as hard as he could. If he used two hands, it wouldn't be that strong. With one hand, it's stronger. The Hakura now, while they're whipping him, there's another Chazan there saying these psukim. The Hakura, the one that's there, the Balkura that's there, Kuri, he reads these psukim. Im loisish malasis, posting in the Varim Chavches. Then he says the posting, the Pilu Hashem esmakoischa, the esmakois. And the choisel is chilas amikra, when he finished this, they go over again, say the psukim over again. Then he says, ushmarat vizdiria bris azois, another posting, Chavtes. And the choisel, and he ends off the posting. Then he says, V'rachum yichaparovin. Then V'chayz l'tchil samikri comes back again to the beginning of the pasuk. Now, and they keep on saying this tukum over and over again, depending upon how long the makas take. But while he's giving this makas, he has to say, there's a kura saying these tukum, as if to tell him, do tshuva. Now, V'yemeis tachas yodai potter. If when the makas is giving, the amount that he's supposed to give, if Bezdin evaluated him to receive 18, and when they gave him 15, the guy died, so you potter, that's an honest. You have a right to give him 18. If he dies before, you potter. Hoistif loy oid ritzu achas, you made a mistake, and he gave him one more than you were supposed to, well, Mason, he died, haraiz the gaila, then you chayiv, you're like a shaygig, you didn't do it on purpose, you're a shaygig, so you chayiv to go to golus. Chagaila gola yodai. Now, niskalko, let's say, while they're giving him malchus, the guy had to go, bain beria, where he had to go for gedolim, bain b'mayim, where he had to urinate, is potter. As soon as he does this, he's potter, Bezin does not have to give him more malchus. Because that's called v'niklo achich of yodecho, he got his embarrassment. This is included in the embarrassment of hitting. The abuduayim, it depends. Ha'ish berei, a man is only if he had to go for gedolim. But v'ish b'mayim, if a lady, she also receives malchus, if she just has to be mouth to urine, that's enough to free her. It's one of the most...